Hey, Sonny.
Yes?
Hi.
Hi.
Merry Christmas.
Okay, Merry Christmas. What's up?
I just want to say Merry Christmas. I missed you a couple weeks ago. That's all.
That is called interruption.
Sorry.
And I am not good with the interruption. And whenever I have some interruption in my life, my brain is almost like black ice on the street, right there, outside. It's frozen. My brain is so frozen. In order to defrost my frozen brain to gather myself, get on the back into the track, what I'm planning to do, it takes a while. In this morning, I had several interruptions. There was snow, heavy snow interrupt me to drive to come to church. So I intentionally interrupted my hubby to get up early in the morning and drive into the church. And probably he interrupted himself in many different ways after he dropped me off in here to do the church. When I got to the church, I needed to spend a little more time to gather myself in a peaceful mode to prepare the church because unexpected interruption I had to deal with in the morning. Definitely, I am not good with the interruption. I'm a queen of a plan. I go with the plan I planned it. Soon I have some interruption. I have to pause for a while to gather myself, defraud my frozen brain to concentrate on back to the right track. In this morning, we're going to talk about interruption. I heard about mother who was running furiously from store to store on Christmas Eve, trying to get the last-minute Christmas shopping. Suddenly, she realized she lost the track of her little child, 3-year-old boy. In a panic, she retraced her steps and found him standing with his little nose squeezed and pressed against the frosty window, and he was gazing at a manger scene right there. When he heard his mother and his mother calling and his name, and then he turned and smiled with an innocent voice, saying, "Look, Mommy, it's Jesus, baby Jesus in this hay. I found Jesus in this scene." The harried mother grabbed his arm and jerked him away, and you're snapping him. "We do not have time for all of that. Can't you see that Mommy is trying to get ready for Christmas?" Do you see the paradox in here? It's easy to see the humor in Mom's statement in here. How many of us felt the same way about Christmas this year? The story of the birth of Christ is full of interruption and unintentional encounters. Mary's, Joseph's lives were interrupted in a way that they never imagined. The shepherds were no doubt shocked at their angelic interruption. Even though, like Zechariah, Elizabeth, and Simon and Anna, who were intentionally waiting for the Messiah, were surprised by their encounter of the news in a Messiah. Zechariah, who spent his life and work waiting for the Redeemer, was so surprised that in his initial reaction of in unbelief left him silenced for months. God has ways of interrupting our ordinary life with something extraordinary. Perhaps our greatest challenge is to allow ourselves to be interrupted. There is one nameless participant in the story of Jesus' birth whose ordinary gesture allowed the sacred place to enter the world. The most detailed scripture account of Jesus' birth takes place in the book of Luke, chapter 2. It is a brief description of hurried, anxious parents, lives already interrupted by an unexpected pregnancy, who must make a long journey at absolutely the worst time, like a snow day today. Although the journey from Nazareth to Bethlehem to be counted in the census was a journey of less than 70 miles, it would have been a long journey by donkey or on foot. Particularly for Mary in the advanced stage of a pregnancy. The journey was complicated. When upon arriving in Bethlehem, they found no room in any inn. After probably hours of searching and at the point of near desperation, this nameless innkeeper allowed the young couple to spend the night in his stable with the animals, since there was no available rooms. Although we know nothing about this innkeeper, I have seen and heard about his portrait many times. Sometimes he is a heartless man, so concerned with the bottom line that he turns the poor couple away. Most often, he is portrayed as a sympathetic businessman who wishes he had available space, but is so moved with compassion for the young couple that he allows them his stable. Really, no one knows who he was and what he was like. But let us utilize some imagination in this morning to give some voice to this nameless innkeeper on the first Christmas day. Let us hear the voice of this innkeeper.
I am an innkeeper. If I knew what I know now, there would have been room in my inn. I would have given up my own bed for them. But I didn't know what I know now. How could I? The place was packed. I've never seen so many people in Bethlehem. The government made everyone in the world go back to their hometown and register. Government's got to get their money, right? Since nobody wants to stay with their in-laws, I'm booked solid. I remember that day well. The space we had was all taken up before dinner time. It was probably about 2 hours after dinner when they showed up. Talk about desperation. He was scared and exhausted, and she was about to burst. As they were walking up to me, I was planning what to say in my head. I was thinking to say, "Sorry, we have no room left." But when they got to me, they just stood there for a minute. He was looking down, trying to gather his thoughts. She winced ever so slightly in pain. Then he looked up at me and said, "Please." That's all he said. Please. Let me tell you a story. I was 5 years old and I was helping my mom set the table. I told her that she had too many plates out. She looked at me and said, "You always make room. You never know who will show up." I gave her a look like, "What?" And she said emphatically, "You never know who God may bring your way. You always make room." So I looked at this man and his very pregnant wife and said, "I don't know where I will put you, but I will make a room." So I made a room. It was not the best room, but it was all I had to give them. So Mom was right. You always make room.
Interruption. Innkeeper was interrupted. Instead of sitting in the interrupted life, he did something about the interrupted life with what he had. In this morning, some of you deal with the interrupted life that bothers you a lot. Some of you, the announcement, for some of you, the announcement about my request to move back to California is an interruption of your holiday spirit. I needed to apologize for interrupting your holiday spirit with this announcement if it interrupted a lot. However, consistent interruption in my life by the weather in Chicago, I had to do something about it. Instead of sitting on it and just wishing that new weather will be coming to Chicagoland from west side of the state, I had to do something about it. I was waited. And then I had to do something about it, like an innkeeper for the interrupted life. For you, your interrupted life, it might be different. What kind of interruption are you experiencing these days? Let us take a moment to think about the interrupted life you are experiencing in this morning. God has a way of interrupting our ordinary life with something extraordinary. The interrupted life you name in your heart in this morning will bring extraordinary life you never thought of, like for Mary, Joseph, and many people in nativity scenes, especially innkeeper in this morning. One thing is certain about this innkeeper we know. He allowed himself to be interrupted. His inn was full. He had no vacancy. That's really all he needed to communicate to Joseph and Mary. And yet he did something more. Instead of sitting in that factual life situation being interrupted, he did something more. He found a spot. Be creative. He thought outside the box and allowed himself to be so moved by his compassion that he found a way to serve the young couple by allowing them to stay in his stable. We never know more about him. Although it's probably reasonable to think that he knew at some point the baby was born that night in his stable. He probably even noticed that the band of excited shepherds who arrived and the unusual brighter star. I wonder if he knew something significant happened that night. The innkeeper's story ended right there after he opened up stable he had for this couple. His small but important role in the Savior's birth foreshadowed in many ways the ministry of Christ ended right there. The innkeeper allowed himself to be interrupted, to be moved, to show love and grace, even when he had no obligation to do so. Jesus was on a mission. God had a plan for him. He was intentional in what he did and taught, and yet Jesus consistently allowed himself to be interrupted. He had compassion on those he encountered, whether grieving fathers, hurting women, hungry crowds, or even his own doubtful disciples. In many moments when Jesus could have just thrown up his arm in frustration at all he was doing for humanity, he stopped and helped a person in need. Likewise, I think we are called to be interrupted, even though we are very uncomfortable. We are called to be mindful of the need around us. Like the innkeeper, we are called to look outside of our responsibilities and obligation and serve others unexpectedly. We are called to pause on our journey. Like Jesus, when we feel the need of one tugging of our rope, and even in moments when we feel tired and depleted, we are called to respond to storms of life and their effect on those around us, including our spouse and including our parents, including our children. We are called to enter those sacred spaces with the people, even and perhaps especially in those unplanned opportunities of life. This season, we celebrate the birth of our Lord Jesus Christ. We celebrate that God allowed God's plan for creation to be interrupted, acknowledging our need for a Savior. We celebrate the interruption allowed by those characters in the Nativity stories and the way their lives were affected by the Christ. We celebrate God's divine interruption of our lives, intervening when we did not realize we needed an intervention of God. Most of all, we celebrate Christ, who allowed his divinity to be interrupted to experience what it is like to be us human beings and still loved us so much that he gave his life for us. May we allow ourselves to be interrupted to show that same love to those around us, especially those who are neglected and marginalized, in Christ's name, in this holy season. Amen.